Live from Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM. I can see clearly from atop Burnaby Mountain. It's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new music for 2019 from across Canada. This week's show is titled 2020 Julian Award Part 2, After the Snow Day. So whatever you're doing and wherever you're doing it, look with macular clarity, take the next 60 minutes and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Gracie. Daddy's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show with Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio, and How Do You Like Them Apples from the album Dreamsville. And this week is, our show that was delayed by a week because of last week's massive snowstorm, which kept me from getting up the mountain to Simon Fraser University. But you know what? Better delayed than never. And so here this week I've got last week's show, and it's the second week of the 2020 Julian Award music that we're playing. And so we're going to feature the five finalists for the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artists. And also the polls are now open. If you go to my Facebook page, Peter Prentice, you'll see the link to vote for your favorite Julian Award nominee for 2020. And here are the five nominees. Vancouver's Jalen Bate for his album On the Edge. Toronto's Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger for the album Northern Ranger. Edmonton's Kate Bletchinger for the album Under a Dancing Sky. Vancouver's Michael Agranovich Quartet for From My Perspective. And Toronto's Allison Young for the album So Here We Are. So we're going to play selections from each of the five artists, and then you can vote for the one you like the best. Go onto their websites and or Google their name, and you'll come up with different links that you can go and listen to their music, and then decide who you would like to see win the Julian Award for 2020. First prize is $500, and second prize is $250. And so vote for the person you like the best. So we're going to start off with Vancouver's own Jalen Bate and his album On the Edge, the title tune. On the Edge, and Jalen is a composer who's making a name for himself both in the classical and the jazz world, and this is his debut jazz album. He's a young, recent graduate of University of British Columbia, and he's got a lot of great music. And so here we will start off with Jalen Bate and On the Edge.
Mm-hmm. Familiar feelings hold me, caging and controlling. But bathed in sunlight, my fears may decline. I can hear how the wind calls my name. It's time to leave behind these old wounds and finally test my wings. Emerging from the deep blue, feeble roots I outgrew. I rearranged and
That was Kate Blechinger and River Flows, Metamorphosis, from her debut album Under a Dancing Sky, one of the five artists nominated for the 2020 Julian Award. She's a Regina native, but based in Edmonton, and really bringing sort of a folk sensibility to her approach to jazz. I think she grew up listening to a lot of folk music through her parents, and this album is a tribute to Joni Mitchell, with about half the songs being Joni Mitchell originals, and then the other half are songs that Kate Blechinger has written. And that song, River Flows, certainly you can sense the influence of Joni Mitchell on Kate Blechinger. Very fine album. And one of the nominees for the Julian Award 2020. And before that, we heard Toronto's Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger. And the tune is Buffalo Jump, from the his debut album, Northern Ranger. And Harry Vitro is a drummer and an avid outdoorsman who is writing this. Really, this album is about places across Canada that he has visited, and an album that's certainly worth checking out. And the opening song for the set was Vancouver's Jalen Bate and the title tune from his debut album, On the Edge. And Jalen Bate wrote and composed all the tunes. He was the conductor of the orchestra, I believe 18-piece orchestra, and a very fine album with includes the Pacific Suite. And I played a tune from that last week, and this song is the title tune off of the album. And the orchestra features some of Vancouver's finest established jazz musicians, as well as some up-and-comers as well. And so those are the first three that we were playing today: Jalen Bate, Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger, and Kate Blechinger. And, well, we're going to play a couple more after these messages.
I'm Jose Mairena, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Nurturing Resilience is a weekly support group for students of all genders who have experienced any form of sexual violence. Developed in partnership with the SFSS Women's Center, SFU's Health and Counseling Services, and SFU's Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, this group meets weekly on Tuesdays, 2 to 4 p.m. from January 14th to March 31st. Please join us in room 0309 of the Health and Counseling Service Center, Burnaby Campus, located on the bottom level of Maggie Benson Center.
February is Black History Month. Tune in all month for special episodes of Speak Up, Intravenous, SFU Ideas and Issues, and more, celebrating Black history.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, playing tunes by the five artists who are the finalists for the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artists. And so we've played music by Jalen Bate, Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger, and Kate Blechinger. Now we're going to play songs by the Michael Agranovich Quartet from Vancouver. His debut album is called From My Perspective. We're going to play the song Phases. And then we're going to play a tune by Toronto saxophonist Allison Young called Celia and Harry from her album So Here We Are. And so the Julian Award is awarded every year in January. This is the ninth year we've run the award by CJSF as well as the Jazz Spectrum. And basically the criteria to be nominated is you must be a new artist, basically, that has produced either a debut album or a second album that contains original music by either the artist or members of the band. And and then we have a sort of a long list that I co-opted about a dozen music lovers, and they voted on who would be the finalists, and we picked five from the 12 that they voted on. And now the vote is public. Anyone can vote for their favorite artists out of the five finalists. And you can go to my Facebook page at Peter Prentice, and there'll be a link there to the Survey Planet to vote, as well as it should be showing up on the CJSF website as well. And you can click the link and vote there. And the artists themselves may also have put the links on their different social media as well. And so there's lots of places you can vote. But I encourage you to listen to the music and then vote for the artists that you like the best. And we're going to continue with two fine artists again. We just said Michael Agranovich Quartet and Phases from his album From My Perspective, and Celia and Harry by Allison Young from her album So Here We Are. So here's Michael Agranovich Quartet and Phases. Thank you. That was Allison Young and a tune from her debut album, So Here We Are, called Celia and Harry. Allison Young, Ottawa native, but based in Toronto, and really bringing a classic, refreshing sound to 21st century jazz. And a very fine young saxophonist. And we opened the set with Vancouver's Michael Agranovich Quartet. And the tune was Phases from his debut album, From My Perspective. And Michael Agranovich, not just a fine guitarist, but also a teacher, and teaches jazz at a local school. And actually, I think he's in charge of the music program at that school. And so, a very fine album, From My Perspective, featuring Brent Ma on saxophone, Eli Davidovici on bass, and Millie Hong on the drums. And Millie and Eli will be actually appearing at Jazz Evensong on the, I believe, the 29th of January. So you might want to check them out at Jazz Evensong. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to The Jazz Spectrum here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
CJSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CJSF 90.1 FM at cjsf.ca/studio6. Visit cjsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cjsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, changing the sound of radio on a Wednesday evening, with some of Canada's finest young jazz musicians, all five finalists for the 2020 Julian Award. And just to repeat who they are, Allison Young for her album So Here We Are, the Michael Agranovich Quartet for his album From My Perspective, Kate Blechinger for her album Under a Dancing Sky, Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger for his album Northern Ranger, and Jalen Bate for his album On the Edge. And so I have links to their websites if you want to go and listen to more of their music. And there's a link to vote. The voting is live now and will be until sometime next Wednesday. And I'll be announcing the winner on the show next Wednesday, January 29th. Actually, Patrick Julian himself, for whom the award is named, will be in studio and will announce the winners of the Julian Award for 2020. So go to my Facebook page. You'll find the links to the artists, but also a link to vote for the one that you feel should be the winner of the 2020 Julian Award. Well, we're going to continue the show with a song, or maybe two, depending on how much time. I'd say one song by a past winner of the Julian Award. In 2018, Montreal guitarist Sam Kermeyer won the award for his album Opening Statement. And he has since put out a very fine album on the Cellar Live label called High and Low. And so we're going to, it features New York organist B3 guy Ben Patterson and Dave Lang, I believe, is from Montreal, from on the drums. And it's a really fine album. And we're going to play the title tune off of the album High and Low by 2018 Julian Award winner Sam Kermeyer, right here on the Jazz Spectrum. ¶¶ Montreal guitarist and 2018 winner of the Julian Award of Excellence, Sam Kermeyer, and two tunes from his second album, High and Low. The title tune, High and Low, was we opened the set with, and we just heard Cazalet Oublié. And a wonderful guitarist Sam Kermeyer is, and enjoyed listening to him play today. Well, folks, just a couple of things happening in the Jazz World I want to tell you about, Jazz Evensong, every Wednesday evening at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby, BC. An hour of quiet reflection and great jazz with your host, Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, the great jazz provided by the Brentwood Collaboration, which is Ben McCrae and Daniel Reynolds, and they're bringing in someone to play the bass with them. And so you might want to check that out. And next week, January 29th, I already told you about Millie Hong and Eli Davidovici. We'll be playing at Jazz Evensong, so you might want to check that out as well. Well, folks, just a reminder that the voting is live for the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence. You can go to my Facebook page and click the link there and vote for the artist that you think deserves to be the winner this year, as well as it should be up on the CJSF webpage. If it isn't already, it will be tomorrow, and so you can vote there if that is your bent. Well, folks, our time is almost up here on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled 2020 Julian Award Part 2, After the Snow Day. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, Grace, I'll be home soon, and the rest of you, I'll catch up with you next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.